There was a loud bang. Shirley gave a small scream, and all three of us turned toward the shed, reaching for our weapons as we did. Then Huddy laughed. The breeze had blown the shed door closed. "Go on, Shirley," George said. "Get the Sarge. Let's make this happen." "And Brian Lippy?" I asked. "No APB?" Huddy sighed, took off his hat, rubbed the nape of his neck, looked up at the sky, put his hat back on. "I don't know," he said, "but if one does go out, it won't be any of us who puts it out. That's the Sarge's call. It's why they pay him the big bucks." "Good point," George said. Now that he saw that the responsibility was going to travel on, he looked a little more relaxed. Shirley turned to go into the barracks, then looked back over her shoulder. "Cover him up, would you?" she said. "Poor old Mr. D. Put something over him. Looking at him that way hurts my heart." "Okay," I said, and started toward the shed. "Eddie?" Huddy said. "Yeah? There's a piece of tarp big enough to do the job in the hutch. Use that. Don't go into the shed." "Why not?" "Because something's still going on with that Buick. Hard to tell exactly what, but if you go in there, you might not come back out." "All right," I said. "You don't have to twist my arm." I got the piece of tarp out of the hutch, just a flimsy blue thing, but it would do. On the way back to cover Dee's body, I stopped at the roll-up door and took a look into the shed, cupping one hand to the side of my face to cut the glare. I wanted to look at the thermometer. I also wanted to make sure my old school chum Brian wasn't skulk-assing around in there. He wasn't, and the temperature appeared to have gone up a degree or two. Only one thing in the landscape had changed. The trunk was shut. The crocodile had closed its mouth.